reaction is that it is madness of the highest order. The people of Zimbabwe today, through the Second Stakeholders Conference, have gathered to receive a draft constitution which was done by the three parties. This step that has been taken today is a commitment by all Zimbabweans to constitutionalism rather than militarism. So all those people who are still dreaming that Zimbabwe is going to slide back to where it was in 2008 or before, they've got it coming.
You say it's madness of the highest order, but it seems these statements are continuing or increasing as we head towards elections. So what are you as a party, what are you doing about this?
Well, we must make a distinction between the utterances and the attitudes of a few individuals and the positions and the attitudes of the majority of Zimbabweans and the majority of the rank and file of the military in Zimbabwe. We have got a professional army in Zimbabwe with a few rotten apples.
But didn't you, as a party, say that some of the people who were killed in 2008 during the elections were killed by some members of this professional army?
It is correct, one, that so many of our members were maimed and were killed in 2008. But we are not where we were in 2008. The geopolitics of this region is dramatically changed. SADC and the African Union are not going to accept any subversion of the will of the people of Zimbabwe.